We hear the second book of Samuel, King David wanting to build a house for God because he was dwelling in a tent. The Ark of the Covenant, which was something like our tabernacle, they put inside the Ten Commandments that Moses brought down. And then they moved when the people were going through Egypt, or other times as well. God went with them. And the way he went with them is they carried the Ark of the Covenant. And then when they would get to their spot for the night or for a while, they would pitch a tent and put the Ark of the Covenant inside. And in fact, when we say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and the Angelus, when we pray it, that beautiful phrase, literally the translation says, and the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. Talking about this same thing. He wanted a house. David wanted a house for God. God said, no, you're not going to build me a house. I've been dwelling in a tent so I can move with you and be with you as you're journeying, because once you build this temple, then you're set. I'll tell you when you build the temple. And so when Jesus came, he pitched his tent among us, meaning he's going to move around. He became one of us. He took on our flesh so that he dwells with us wherever we are. If you ever go to the Holy Land and go to Nazareth, to where the Annunciation took place, it's a beautiful church. And it's built in the shape of a huge tent where the Annunciation took place, to remind us that the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us because he didn't want to dwell in high places. He wanted to become, and did, as we celebrate tonight, one of us, so that he can move and go wherever we are, because he is always pursuing us to save us.